Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Scott St. Germain is here. Scott's a new friend. He's the president of I&I Sling, which is a company out of Aston, Pennsylvania, hard by to Philadelphia. He's a second-generation owner. And he's a real-life small business owner, just like you and me. Scott St. Germain, welcome
to
the show. It's good to
have
you here.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. So now when I identified the name of your company, I&I Sling, you know, when I think, having been in the construction business myself over the years, I know what a sling is. But I also know what cables are and pallets and different kinds of rigging materials that construction folks use.
Right.
And that's really your industry, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's funny. Most people, when I tell them the name of our company, we're in the slings, they think they see a broken arm with a white thing wrapped around
right.
the shoulder. But, yeah, so we are in the heavy lifting industry, and basically what I tell people is if when you're driving by and you see a crane, that's our customer or a
mm-hmm.
potential customer. So what we do is we manufacture custom lifting slings, whether they're made out of wire, rope, chain, and we specialize in high-performance twin-pass slings. And those are what goes from the crane hook to the load. And we specialize in lifting very, very heavy objects, such as nuclear submarines, ship hulls,
wow.
Offshore oil rigs, et cetera, all the way to the smaller stuff. Maybe, you know, my father, his first claim to fame, I think, was back in 1976 when they moved the Liberty Bell.
Right.
Wasn't too heavy, but it was a real high-profile lift.
Right.
But so I will say this. So we're beyond I&I Sling. I'm CEO of three separate companies. I&I Sling is a manufacturing company. We have six plants up and down the East Coast, over 100 employees, and they're from Boston to Florida. But the second company my father founded in 1986, which is going strong, is called SlingMax Rigging Solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have over 50 patents. Again, this is still a family-owned
wow.
business, solely owned. And so we specialize in the high-performance twin-pass slings, and SlingMax is...
What is that? What is that sling?
It's a high-performance rigging sling that's taken the place of heavy wire rope.
Ah.
So it's one-tenth the weight of wire rope.
So it's made out of... Is it made of carbon, or what's it made
it's
of?
It's made out of high molecular weight polyethylene and a couple
right.
of other things, sort of like what dental floss or fishing...
Well, that's what carpet used to be made out of.
It's carpet?
Years ago.
Yeah. It's a little bit beyond nylon, but... you know, it's not a nylon or a polyester, but it's a high-performance
right.
fiber, and we have a specialized blend. But
right.
what we've shown, SlingMax is a network of 45 manufacturing locations, separate rigging
mm-hmm.
shops throughout 12 countries. But they we license the machinery and the patent technology.
But if I'm driving around the countryside and I see the cable hanging from the crane or whatever moving things around,
right.
That's your product. If I see a stack of blocks sitting on a platform, a pad of some kind, that might be one of your products, right?
Exactly, right.
And so anything that's hanging from the hydraulic part of the lifter could be some of your stuff. And now you mentioned that you're a manufacturer. Do you create the original product, or do you buy components manufacture custom
right.
stuff?
So we're a little bit downstream as far as the steel products, but what we do is we'll buy the wire rope from a wire
right.
rope manufacturer,
right.
and then we'll we have our workers open up the wire, splice it, and we have 1,000-ton press, 600-ton presses that actually swage the
mm-hmm.
sleeves to terminate the splices. Same with chain. We'll make mechanical slings, So basically, or we'll make welded assemblies. So basically, we're attaching end fittings to the strength-bearing member, which is chain or wire rope.
So you'll receive a specification from a company, a customer. They'll send you a specification requiring a certain kind of rope, a wire rope or chain, and a certain length with certain terminations, and they'll send you those specs, and that's what, that's how you'll go after that business with those.
Right.
With that.
Yeah, most of our orders are custom-made. They'll require capacity and a length. And a lot of times, we'll do that ourselves. We have our own. We're a full-service company, so we do our own testing. We have a 1.2 million-pound test machine. We have 12 test machines throughout our six locations. And we'll do the engineering as well. We have a full staff of engineers, and most of this stuff is custom-made. And also, we distribute the hardware, too. And we distribute the hoist, the rings, the crane blocks, et cetera.
And what's the industry? How's the industry doing these days with the oil prices the way they are?
The industry, I would say, is down this year.
Because that's a big industry for you, isn't it?
Not necessarily for I&I Sling, but it's a big customer for our industry. Certainly, the oil and gas industry has been decimated with the oil price going down from above 100 to in the 30s.
Also, President Obama's war on coal couldn't have helped.
Those guys used plenty
of slings.
Right. Not a real friendly administration over the last seven years.
So that's cut into the industry a lot.
Yeah, fossil fuel plants are a big customer of ours. Mining, certainly, and not just my company. I'm referring to the 200 other rigging shops in the United States, and most of them are family owned. They're into their second generation now,
and the assault on those coal plants and those coal companies has cost a lot of jobs, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
And you know, when people think about that, they think, well, just those people doing the mining, but it goes all the way down through the marketplace, just all the way to
I'll speak to oil and gas. Unfortunately, right now, many manufacturers in this country are realizing just how many of us do support the offshore and land-based oil industry, whether it's steel manufacturing, whether it's heavy trucking, whether it's rigging, load securement. It's, you know, helicopters, transporting the riggers and the workers to the offshore platform.
It has a major ripple effect. You want to give us a website, Scott?
Yeah, slingmax.com.
All right, so check that out, slingmax.com. When we come back, I'm going to have Scott talk to us about what's it like being a second-generation owner of a family-owned business. And as you can tell, he's got a pretty extensive operation there, a lot of moving parts. And he's the top of the heap there, so we're going to get him to tell us how this real-life American second-generation small business is operating. Stay with us, 20 after, and we'll be right back. One can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.